Yeah. Write it, because I have a book, which is a fascinating set of documents. Conference was held, 19, Tom Dewey. Just by accident, around me. They took the entire proceedings of this camp, put them in a book, under the aegis of State University. Alvin Urich was head of the system, and the question that Dewey posed to Urich was, should we go back to the state legislature? See, what they were going after the war, they went back every year for enabling legislation. They did not set up legally an entity called state. Each year they went to have money appropriated for what they called were education opportunities under the banner of the state for Bell's return. Dewey asked Urich, okay, should we go back again for another year, or should we instead ask for development of a state system for education? I think there were some legislators who supported whatever. So Urich called the conference, and he had some of the most eminent educators in this country called there. He had the Chancellor of Chicago, the President of Harvard. He had the President of Teachers. That was Koenig. And the interesting thing is that the general tenor of this meeting, because a lot of the people drawn were from the private sector, and a lot of them were saying, in effect, well, you did your job. The veterans came, you did what you had to do. If you want to keep a public system, maybe you want to have technical colleges or two, because we have fine universities in the Northeast, and you have these fine private universities at Rochester and Columbia, the big ones. And if anything, it was, what's his name from Chicago?
Hutchins.
Who, in the middle of this whole thing, he used the metaphor of the medieval universities, and was so far apart and almost looking down his nose at the public institution and saying, well, you can't be serious, they're noisy and cumbersome type things. They're not dedicated to true learning. And also recommend that we forget about any development time. We're in the Northeast, we're lucky, we're not like these primitive states out in the West. Tom Dewey at the end gave a kind of farewell talk and thanked everybody, and then sort of reminded them that he was a product of public higher education, that he had come out of University of Michigan and in effect saying, well, you know, he got pretty good education and it's doing him quite well. So then he said, look, I'm looking at this not as a politician, and I look at the demographics. And the problems you had earlier are nothing compared to what you're going to face now. And I, for one, have to be responsible to citizens of this state. And I cannot see that we can terminate. Exactly. If anything, I think we have to go forward with the system. So Tom Dewey already perceived that, 1950. But there was a lot of bitter infighting. I don't know what the full tolerance was.
The state university legislation was 48.
Got them. Yeah, but the question was, should there was a lot of debate, and I don't know where it was thought, the legislature where, when they continued.
When was your meeting, this meeting that you're describing?
These meetings were in New York City on 1950, in May, I think, of 1950.
Because you already had, you already had the Young Commission, which on the need for a state university, appointed by Dewey, and the report of that commission was 47 or early 48,
which led to the Charter of SUNY.
Why there was some, I'd say, political problems that led him to ask Urich to run this huge conference.
Okay, Urich was 50.
I should double check the date. Well, you know, I just thought too, what was his name? The fellow who came into the state of New York, wrote a report before the election. That was it. From Minnesota, right?
Yes. With the name Blaney. He became president of Texas. University of Texas.
Who was the one who was dean of the graduate school from Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. He came.
And they probably drove him out of the state because he used the Minnesota model. There should be a single.
That's the report that I remember. What was the guy's name?
Blaken.
the Blagan.
That was the Blagan report. And they actually drove him out of the state because he spoke of a single in Minnesota.
Is that what you were thinking of? Was there another one by Blaney?
I think there was another one by Blaney, and Blaney came up with the reverse sentence with the
Walter State Cantabria.
There's about four institutions, I think. That's, I'm confused, but I know that that decision had to be made before the State University.
But there was a lot of dragging of the feet, you see, that even though they mandated the institution, the question was, should they go ahead?
Well, that's what the whole issue
of the
the Hill Commission made a report. We were there taking it seriously.
That's right.
But if they were not taking it seriously,